I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Frightening scene in Ocean Hill, Brooklyn overnight, where the FDNY responded to a fire in a multifamily home on Dean Street. Let's go live to our Glenn Shuck.
Yeah, the first thing I did this morning when I saw this story, I looked up the video here, as our editor Jim Maloney did as well. Stunning video that we saw here showing this intense flame. And you can see the damage that it caused here when I pulled up here this morning. 2411 Dean Street is a three-story row house is where this began. And Chief Kevin Woods from the FDNY says this really spread fast.
Arrival, we encountered heavy fire on all three floors of this building with rapid extension to four adjoining structures, three structures to the left and one structure to the right.
Now, they have that common cockloft roof area is why this spread so quickly. Now, we're being told as of nine injuries this moment, four of them are firefighters, the rest civilians, non-life-threatening injuries. The residents just imagine their fear racing out here. At 10:30 at night, at least three dozen have been displaced, maybe permanently, according to the Red Cross that I just spoke with, as four of the five row houses here that have been impacted that I'm looking at appear to be complete losses. Now, the cause of this is under investigation. This went to four alarms, nearly 200 firefighters. And I should mention, still it's still very smoky in this neighborhood. They're asking folks who live in this area to keep their windows closed for now. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in the Ocean Hill section of Brooklyn.
Well, we know that people jumping the turnstile in the subway is a big problem, but that may be nothing compared to what happens on city buses. The MTA says nearly 50% of bus riders aren't tapping a card. But Danny Perlstein of the Riders Alliance tells 1010 Winds.
Well, it's tough to know how many people actually pay for the bus when plenty of people get on board with an unlimited Metro card or have transferred from or will transfer to the subway and pay the fare at the turnstile.
Queens Assembly member Zohran Mamdani tells CBS2 he thinks buses should be free, with the state and city paying the difference to the MTA.
That's about $800 million a year, which may sound like a lot of money, and it is substantial, but in the context of a city budget that is north of $100 billion and a state budget that is north of $220 billion, this is just pennies.
For its part, the MTA says it will be adding more fare inspectors on both buses and at bus stops. A subway platform brawl in Queens ended with an 18-year-old dead after he was hit by a train.
The delays lasted hours on the EFMR line, with trains skipping the Roosevelt Avenue station after an 18-year-old was hit and killed by a train. Police say he got into a fight here with a 19-year-old and then ran away onto the tracks and was hit in the tunnel. The 19-year-old was hit in the head with a bottle during the fight and has minor injuries. Shane Heiser hit a detour on his way home from the U.S. Open.
Because they were saying about one line having maintenance, and people were upset because it's like, oh, you guys should have known that the U.S. Open was happening, and why would you do maintenance on
line? Turns out it's not maintenance.
It's not maintenance, but it's like, you know, it's crazy.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Jackson Heights.
Mayor Adams launches a new Money in Your Pockets program. The goal is to help low-income New Yorkers gain easier access to public benefits.
He calls it one of the hidden jewels of this administration. Cash assistance, earned income tax credit, and fair fares are some of the few programs his honor envisions assisting New Yorkers. The problem? Most New Yorkers don't even know they exist or that they qualify for them.
You should not have to wonder what you're eligible for. If we have your number, your Social Security number, your address, and all your date of birth, we should be contacting you saying, this is what you're eligible for based on our analysis.
However, he acknowledged the lack of technology available to help his administration reach New Yorkers that way.
Government needs to meet the people. The people should not have to meet the government.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Governor Hochul was on Zoom Monday meeting with state police, Homeland Security, emergency services officials, and several college presidents. This was to get a plan together ahead of the new school year to deal with protesting over the Israel-Hamas war. The governor says the state's Domestic Terrorism Prevention Unit has been doing threat management training at several SUNY campuses and is hiring more staffers for that. At the same time, the state police will be visiting what they call campuses of concern ahead of the fall semester.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.